ability.
Hello, this is Andrea, and I'm here with Mark to talk about the sustainability of La Terrasse. So Mark, we're interpreting sustainability here as more than just an ecological movement. We're taking sustainability at all levels.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because we always refer to sustainability and we always come and think that it's all about resources and water and energy and renewable energies and all that. I look at the sustainability also on the human beings and relationships. Because if we don't sustain our relationships and we create communities where, you know, we share certain values, certain ways of working and respecting each other, being kind to each other, then the rest will just follow. If we are all quarreling and dividing ourselves, that will reflect directly into the environment as well. So one of the things we do at La Terrasse is, first of all, is that we need to all come with a very joyful mind at work. Means that we are dealing with food, and we believe that when you cook, you do only process food, but you actually work on yourself and you work on the others. So if you come here in a bad mood, that, you know, everyone can have a bad day. We are all, you know, but we respect that, but we tell to each other, please, you just go back home, you know, take it easy, have a break, come back. We will manage without you today. We will have some help. And that is creating a new way of organizing, you know, a new way of working together. We don't believe in top-down, you know, hierarchy, having a manager, a supervisor, a boss. And this is, I think, forms part of the past. If we want to create a new society, we need to create a new society that everybody is equal somehow. And equal in the sense of we treat each of us equally. That means that some of us, we have maybe more capacities to organize than others. So that's fine, you know. That doesn't mean that everyone needs to be the same thing. We all have different capacities, different limitations. So according to that, we organize the work and we organize our roles. But it doesn't mean that because one is the one who is organizing certain things, he has the power to impose his thoughts on others. That is not working out anymore. So what we do here is we listen to each other. We have all different approaches and different preferences. So before taking any decision, just think about it, how we feel about it. We also, believe me or not, work a lot with feedback from our customers. The menu you see today is actually the result of maybe 1 year of feedback with the customers. We started with a very small menu, said let's don't design lots of recipes, let's be basic. And then we get feedback from them and see what they want. And of course, we have our framework, our guidelines of cooking and the way we cook. And if that feedback fits into that framework, then we really apply it. So which is the framework? It's very easy. We want, first of all, to buy as much as possible produced from Auroville, which is not easy because there's not much. But whatever is there, we take. The rest we try to outsource from other sources that they are organic, wherever is possible. But it's not easy because there is not much. But whatever is possible, we buy. But we also work also with the local materials, local foods that the locals are not interested anymore because it's like it's not modern or it's not fashionable. And foreigners, we don't know how to eat these things, you know, we are used to other food. So what we are trying to create is a new kind of cuisine, which is taking the local ingredients, cook it in a way that us foreigners can enjoy, as well as the local people. So we are focusing actually in Mediterranean cuisine, because we believe that compared to other diets, that what's diet that you can really feel it's really, really healthy. Not only that, but it fits very well this climate as well. We do not buy any processed food at all. Everything is being processed on the spot. We don't outsource processed food as such. The only outsource we have is our bread. It would be a shame to do not buy the bread from the bakery. It would be a bit too selfish. And we do not buy the croissant. We don't make our croissants because they do it very well. So except from that, and the popsicles from Natural Man, The rest of the cakes and the rest of the food is made by our staff. Why? First of all, because you reduce a huge amount of wastage and packing. Our packing wastage is minimum because we buy in bulk. So we cut down on the packing. Second, we work on capacity building, meaning our ladies, they want to learn new things constantly. They look at me and said, okay, what's next? We want more. We want to learn more because for them it's fun. It's a creative, they're into a creative process. And since the feedback is so direct, you create something and the feedback is after 2 minutes, the person is eating that and looks at you and say, wow, this is really great. So they feel like, wow, this is really working. You know, the feedback is there. People are happy, so they feel happy. So it's kind of a positive loop, feedback loop. So that is more or less what we try to do. We do our own ice creams because it could be easy for us to go and get this rich commercial ice cream. They are delicious and a big range. But we said, no, we need to do our own ice cream once for all. For the simple reason that in summertime, there's a big amount of people going out of here. Our farmers, they still have cows, and the cows, they still produce milk. So we had a huge acute problem in summertime of a surplus of milk. They didn't know what to do. So listening to the farmers said, we need to add value to that milk. And why not to start doing ice creams? Because that's what we want to eat in summertime. So then they said yes. So when, I think 1 year ago, we acquired a small machine, the smallest machine, commercially kind of machine, to see how we'll manage to make 100% natural ice cream without any emulsifiers, without any chemical essence, without any colors, just with raw, pure products. And it took us a while. So after 3 months of back and forth, we finally managed to get the formulas for three flavors, four. And we do vanilla with naturally organic vanilla pods. Forget about this vanillin chemical, pure vanilla. We have milk from the farms, and we have egg and brown sugar, and then a little lemon. So we have vanilla chocolate chips, we have chocolate, we have coffee crunch ice cream. Not very often, but I'm trying to make it more often. Now the mangoes are coming, so mango ice cream will be available. So then the cakes, the same. We want to do brownies, so let's find a good recipe for brownies. So eggs coming from our dairies, from our farms. So that's more or less what we try to do. Sustainable at our relationships, sustainable at the way we source the materials, sustainable the way we process them, and sustainable the way we cook. And there, I think we still need to do a lot of work. I would like to use more solar energy for cooking, but I'm working on it. So that means that we didn't reach the top. It's a learning process. We still need to improve many things, but I think we are in the right path. Yeah.
Wonderful. And can you speak a bit to the relationship with the Solar Kitchen and the history of La Terrasse and how now it's more sustainable than it has ever been?
Well, at the beginning, as I told you, was run as an independent kind of business unit from Solar Kitchen. One of the main constraints of that was that we were not able to share the resources, the infrastructure. So now it's really a pleasure because, you know, we have a big cool room available for La Terrasse. We do our ice creams downstairs because we don't have a space upstairs. Some of the amas working downstairs, they come upstairs sometimes. So they learn new things, and you know, it's kind of a rotation basis just to keep them motivated. And you know, some of them, they like to come, some of them they prefer to go, still be there in their corner. They don't want to be so much exposed. It's up to them, but it's a window. It's a window for them for a change and for us to have access to that already trained personnel somehow. So it's a lot of synergies there with the Solar Kitchen.
Thank you, Mark. Is there anything else you would like to share?
No, just that invite everyone to come. If anybody still did not come and try La Terrasse, we have basically our food is non-spicy and non-fried. So, but nevertheless, I really invite the local Aurubilians from the local area, the Tamils particularly, to come and try how it tastes, the food here. It will be a surprise for them.
Thank you.
Towards sustainability.